Tom Anton made his first movie in Louisiana in 2004. Half of the film took place in Michigan, but Louisiana had tax credits for filmmakers.
That definitely led me to look at shooting the whole thing in Louisiana, and then once I started looking at it, there's no way we could have afforded to go to two states.
Louisiana gives back 30% of the film's expenses on in-state goods and services in tax credits if filmmakers spend over $300,000. And if filmmakers aren't paying taxes in Louisiana, they can sell the credits back to the state or to people who are paying taxes here. But Anton says that opens up the door for fraud.
People had elevated the size of the budget to get tax credits, and then they turned around and sold those tax credits, and the budget was never that high.
Despite that the program creates thousands of direct jobs every year, the state gets back only $1 in taxes for every 7 it spends in credits. Jan Moeller, director of a public policy think tank, says Louisiana can't afford to subsidize the film industry.
That's a policy choice that the state has to make. This is an area of the budget that's been growing by leaps and bounds every year, even as we cut health care, education, and some of the critical services that state government is expected to fund.
The governor is proposing to start a credit registry to mitigate fraud, and to cut more costs, he wants filmmakers to stop getting credits for financing fees and to cap the credits for actors' salaries at $1 million. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.